Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 181, My Lasting Strength. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Psalm 73:26. I want you to sit with that verse for a moment. Don't rush past it, because the man who wrote those words wasn't writing from a place of ease. He wasn't rested, topped off, ready to go. He was spent, body tired, heart giving way. And yet, he opened his mouth and declared something truer than what he was feeling. That is what I need you to hear today. There is no shame in reaching the end of yourself before God. None. The psalmist was honest about where he was, and that honesty didn't drive him away from God. It drove him straight into God's arms. You don't have to pretend you're fine when you're not. God doesn't need your performance. He wants your reality. And here is the good news: where your strength ends, His begins. God doesn't show up when you still have a little left in reserve. He becomes the very strength that holds the heart up when the heart can no longer hold itself. It isn't help from the outside, it's presence from the inside. Him being the rock inside the chest that is still beating. The month has been long. I know it has. Maybe it costs you more than you expected to pay. Maybe you're arriving at the end of it more worn than you were at the start. But look back for a moment. Look honestly, and you will see His hand on every single day when you didn't know how you were going to make it through. It wasn't your strength that carried you here. It was His. And the same God who carried you through this month will carry you through the next. That is what the psalmist calls his portion. Not a passing blessing, not short-term relief, a portion forever. Everything around you ages and fades and goes. The work that exhausts you has an end. The weight you're carrying has an expiration date. But God is your portion forever. The one who has God already has enough. Nothing that truly matters is missing. And so the psalmist doesn't end in weakness. He ends in declaration. My heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart. That is the turn, not a denial of the difficulty, but a proclamation of who stands at the center of the heart, even when the heart is trembling. You can close this month the same way, standing firm, not because you aren't tired, but because your strength was never yours to begin with. So here is what I'm asking you to do today. Before you go to sleep tonight, pick up a piece of paper, open your phone, whatever you have close, and write one line thanking God for being your strength this month. And in that same line, or right after it, hand Him whatever still leaves you weak. Don't carry that alone. Put it in His hands. One line, that's all, but it's real, and it matters. So stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.